AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and Saudi Arabia's crown prince greeted each other with a fist bump today in Jeddah. The president has criticized Saudi Arabia over the death of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
I said very straightforwardly, for an American president to be silent on an issue of human rights, is this consistent with inconsistent with who we are and who I am? I'll always stand up for our values.
A U.S. intelligence report said the crown prince likely approved the operation. In the Senate, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin is pushing for a slimmed-down economic package. President Biden is telling fellow Democrats to follow Manchin's lead so families could sleep easier and enjoy the health care savings it proposes. Chances for passage in the Senate are slim, but a bill passed in the House to restore abortion rights nationwide. It's Democrats' first legislative response to the Supreme Court landmark decision overturning Roe versus Wade. Minnesota Republican Lisa Fischbach voted no.
It is stunning that Congress is wasting its time on legislation that is so out of touch with the people it represents. What we should be focusing on is helping women and protecting innocent lives of babies.
The House also passed a second bill to prohibit punishment for a woman or child who decides to travel to another state to get an abortion. A lawyer for WNBA star Brittany Griner at her drug possession trial has given a Russian court a letter from a U.S. doctor recommending she use cannabis to treat pain. Griner was arrested at a Moscow airport in February after customs officials say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. Last week, Griner pleaded guilty. Their lawyer says 30 women who had accused the Houston Texans of turning a blind eye to allegations their former star quarterback, Deshaun Watson, was sexually assaulting and harassing women during massage sessions have settled their legal claims against the team. Watson is now with the Cleveland Browns. This is AP News. The British Open has turned into a Cameron showcase. Britain's Cameron Smith has the lead. Yesterday, American Cameron Young was on top. It was an emotional day at St. Andrews for Tiger Woods. He didn't make the cut.
Well, I'm not retiring from the game, but I just don't know if I will be physically able to play back here again when it comes back around. I'll be able to play future British Opens. Yes.
On the 18th hole, Woods paused, posed, and waved goodbye.
It was pretty cool. The nods I was getting from guys as they were going out and I was coming in, just the respect, that was pretty neat. From a player's fraternity level, that it's neat to see that and feel that.
Woods kept right on walking even as tears began to form in his eyes. Tiger Woods' 46-year-old body has been battered by multiple surgeries. 17 months ago, he crashed his car in Los Angeles and sustained so many broken bones, doctors contemplated amputation of his right leg. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.